hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Tuesday, the 18th of September, 2002. And let me follow this logic. If the Bernanke crew cuts Fed rates by 50 basis points or a half a percentage point, and the market shoots up 335, why couldn't they have cut it a full percentage point and maybe watch the market go up 700 points today? Wouldn't that be good for the Wall Street boys? We have Bob Chapman joining us after the first break here, folks. Very, very interesting what's going on here. This is what Wall Street has been clamoring for. They wanted a Fed rate cut. Supposedly in the housing market out there, it's going to make it easier for people to maintain their houses and keep their mortgage payment up. Well, all that sounds good, but the realities of the situation, I don't think, are matching up. And just think of this, folks. It's the subprime mortgage loan. By the way, Bernanke or Greenspan wouldn't use the word bubble. They use the word froth. How's that for a euphemism? So what's on the board here is the housing froth or bubble, the derivatives market, which is way out of whack, the hedge funds, the high fuel cost, fuel out there, folks, it's based on what they purchase a barrel of oil for. That's over $80. We've got double-digit inflation going on. The U.S. dollar is still declining against the euro. And there is not general widespread panic in Europe and in England, but it's getting close. People are starting to lose faith in the banking systems. They're starting to question the governments as to the actual financial picture that they're a part of, but it's kind of hid behind. It's like talking to a cop that's got mirrored sunglasses on, and, well, they're mirrored on both sides. You're not seeing anything. You're seeing ghosts and shadows and reflections and scuttlebutt, but you're not seeing hard, fast realities in the economic condition of the planet, let alone here in the United States. So it is very, very interesting. I hope the boys on Wall Street had a heck of a good day. I was watching MSNBC this morning, and the markets were open, and there was nobody on the floor. I mean, there was a few people milling around. Generally, when you think of Wall Street and the floor of the stock exchange, people running around with little pads of paper, pointing and screaming and yelling, and there's everybody running around doing deals and trades and selling and buying and doing. When I saw it this morning, I mean, you could have fired a cannon off. It wouldn't have hit anybody because there wasn't anybody there to hear it. But don't worry, things are back on top, at least for today in Wall Street, over Mr. Ben Bernanke's rate cut of a half of a percentage point. We'll get the real skinny here from Bob Chapman in just a few minutes. But folks, it's a temporary relief on Wall Street. As I said, I hope they enjoy it, because this is just window dressing. This is putting lipstick on the proverbial pig. It'll look better, but it's still a pig. We'll be right back right after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Unemployment for you. Move it all to China. That's what I say. Besides, it's a global marketplace today.
But you wouldn't want you. And they want to control you. And they want to live you, let you like the sheep that you are. The million goat just remain silent. A ghost of 10,000 new cars.
Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster is with us today. Bob, are we feeling good about the stock market jump? The stock market was up 335 points today. NASDAQ up 70. Is everybody comfortable yet, Bob?
Well, they may be on Wall Street. Could you have them turn your volume up a little bit?
Yeah, on the return, yeah, we got you covered.
Okay. First of all, there are a number of options, which I've explained in the international forecast that's coming out tomorrow. And, of course, we know what the option they chose now is, a reduction of a half a point in the prime rate, and a reduction of a half a point in the discount rate. The discount rate is used by the bankers, by the Federal Reserve to the bankers.
Bob, let me stop you here for a second. Can you reconnect with us, because your phone is, it's not cutting out, it's just distorted.
Yeah, that's no problem at all.
Okay,
I'll do that right away.
Okay, drop off and reconnect, and I'll sit here and tread water until you get back. All right. Okay. Greenspan alert on U.S. housing prices. What I said earlier, and I'll get into more of this with Bob Chapman. The FinancialTimes.com said, talking about Greenspan, as Fed Chairman Mr. Greenspan has talked about froth in the housing sector, but never said there was a bubble in the market as a whole. His successor, Ben Bernanke, also avoided the word bubble. But Mr. Greenspan told the Financial Times that the froth was a euphemism for a bubble. He said he still thought froth, a collection of bubbles, was a better description because of the variation in house price appreciation in a different local housing markets. But he said all the froth bubbles add up to an aggregate bubble. Now, an aggregate bubble, there's a bunch of little tiny bubbles and ready to pop. And in the aggregate, that adds up to a gigantic bubble or a big bubble. Bob, we have you back here.
It's the bubble man.
Ah, you sound much better this time around.
Okay, now you got to remember that we've had DSL problems, and so this is unusual, and hopefully we're okay now, and hopefully we'll stay on the air.
Now it's doing the same. It's doing the same thing it was before. It almost sounds, when you complete a word, it sounds like a record scratch across an old vinyl LP, and I don't know what the cause of that is.
Well, it's the DSL.
Hmm. Okay.
And,
well,
I don't think there's too much we can do about it.
Well, we'll just slug our way through it. Go ahead.
Okay. So the options were there. We know the ones that they chose. And what is going to be the upshot of it? Well, the dollar will collapse, and it'll break the old low of 79.19 of 26 years ago. It's already broken all of the interim years that it swept down there and came back up again. And so those have all been broken. And do you happen to have the dollar index closed?
No, I don't. Not in front of me.
Well, I know that it has to be down because I pulled my stats before we came on, and the euro was up over a penny. And the pound was up almost 2 pennies. And the Canadian dollar was up 139 at 98.67. So the dollar had to have tanked. It's going to continue to do so. The tanking of the dollar is extraordinarily inflationary. And that persistence will probably continue. And what's going to happen now as well, foreigners will be selling dollar-denominated investments, and in particular, treasuries and agencies of Fannie and Freddie. And that has been underway for about 2 months. Now it's going to go underway big time. And that means that the Fed, the Treasury, will not be able to fund its current account deficit. That means that the Federal Reserve is going to have to step in, create money out of thin air, and buy the treasuries that the Treasury can't sell. It's called monetization. It is immediately inflationary. Now, we already know that the increase in money and credit, which I publish and a couple of other people do, and that's it. Now, these are estimates, but we're darn close. The Fed has created this past month an increase of 14.1%, which annualizes 48%. And they've been over 10% for 4 years. 18 to 20 other central banks have been over 10% for 2.5 years, almost 3 years. We're not the only ones doing it. We're going to go on the biggest hyperinflationary binge since the Weimar Republic in Germany. At least they had an excuse. We don't. The British government today, the Bank of England, which is privately owned, as well as the Fed, said because they had two runs this morning, no, yesterday morning, excuse me, on the on two other vaunted institutions, and so finally they stepped in and they said We can't have that. So we're going to guarantee everybody's deposits. Well, you know, they're talking hundreds of billions of dollars. And so the situation in England is out of hand. The situation in Europe is almost as bad, and all of the credit markets are frozen. They still haven't found a way to unfreeze them because the bankers, the people who run banks as opposed to the central banks, refuse to lend to one another on an overnight or a short-term basis in the interbank market because they don't know what kind of toxic securities that these other banks have on their books. Because what they've been doing is they've been taking their losses and moving them off the balance sheet and putting in a footnote, and you've got to go looking for it if you want to find it.
Well,
and to find out what, you know, what they're upside down on.
Well, let me tell you what Financial Times said here, and they're quoting Greenspan, and this is very telling. I've never heard Alan Greenspan being this honest. Well, I guess he can be that now. Now that he handed the flaming, you know, it's the old parlor trick or the old Halloween trick. I never did this when I was a kid, but on Halloween, you'd find some dog doo-doo or some cow doo-doo. You'd put it in a paper bag, put it on somebody's porch, light it, and the first thing they do when they open up the door, well, you want to step on the bag. Well, that, I don't have to paint the rest of that picture. You know what happens. Well, this is the flaming bag that he has handed Bernanke. And this is what he said in the Financial Times. He said, Greenspan said, off-balance sheet investment vehicles that issued much of the asset-backed commercial paper represented a savings and loan disaster waiting to happen because of the mismatch between their assets and liabilities. Mr. Greenspan thought the issuance of asset-backed commercial paper is probably not going to get back to where it was. They had a 5-year maturity assets financed with a 30-day commercial paper. Now, this is very telling. He said the former Fed chairman said collateralized debt obligations, securities that slice up and repackage loans to meet the risk appetite of the different investors, will never get back to the levels and structures that they were because now, just what you said, Bob, because now everybody knows you cannot price them.
Well, I think what's one of the things that is in there, and that expostulation is something that I've mentioned a number of times, and that is what Greenspan was really saying in regard to that 5-year thing is that they're borrowing short and lending long. Now, this is exactly what happened in the early 1980s, and it allowed me to my clients at the time, because I was a stockbroker, in my monthly publication to tell the people that we were going to have a savings and loan disaster. That was in 1980. And right after that, I started the Gary Allen report with Gary Allen. I hammered on it, and I said they'd lose $500 billion, and it was right on. The government still persists it was $300 billion, but they're lying. And I projected on this loser that we've got here a minimum of $1.3 trillion. And so we've been, you know, the forecast has been right on. And Alan Greenspan is a smart cookie. He did what he was told, but he knows what he's doing. And he played the political game. He caused two bubbles. He was told to do that. You don't do that unilaterally, not with those people. And now he's reaping the rewards for what he did for the Illuminati. And so he's got this book. He's making about $3 or $4 or $5 million a year. And so he's going to live happily ever after. And incidentally, Alan Greenspan was a failure prior to coming to the Federal Reserve. He could put on the Federal Reserve board, but his his economic business, he was so bad at predicting that he lost all of his clients. I mean, the guy's a loser. He's taking orders.
Oh, hold on, Bob. We got to take the break here. I don't know if you could hear that return in your ear. Folks, we'll take the break here. We'll be back in exactly 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
BBC News, banking shares fall across Europe. Banking shares have been falling across Europe as savers continue to withdraw money from the troubled British Northern Rock. The firm's boss told the Independent newspaper, that is a publication in England, that three unnamed Spanish banks had sought help from the European Central Bank. Although the ECB denied any Spanish banks had used emergency financing facilities, their shares were hit. French and Italian banks were also hit on fears of financial woes spreading. Banks in the Eurozone are entitled to use the ECB's routine liquidity facilities, but the ECB stresses that using that does not suggest there are any difficulties. Yeah, sure it does. No other bank matched the falls in Northern Rock shares, which plunged 35% by the end of trading in London, but Spanish bankers fell quite sharply, rather. Bankinter was down 5.1% in late afternoon trading, making it one of the biggest fallers on the Madrid's IBEX index. In late afternoon trading in Paris, BNP Paribas was down 2.5%, while Societe Generale had fallen 2.3%. In Frankfurt, Deutsche Bank shares were down 2.1%. Bob, they're trying to make this look like, and I don't think, now I may be wrong here, but I don't think the European banks or the Bank of England had quite the problem here in this country with a bunch of greedy people trying to resell all kinds of debt and package it up and ship it off to whomever was willing to take it. And that, in a lot of respects, and especially with your subprime mortgage out there, a bubble, or let's call it froth, or a collection of little frothy little bubbles, that here in the United States, they were giving mortgages to people that wouldn't qualify for anything. Now, Bob, straighten me out on this deal. I don't think the European banks were doing what the United States banks were doing, were they?
They were in Spain and in England and in Ireland, in Australia, to a small extent, and in France, a very small extent, and in Denmark. Denmark's got a problem as well. And so there are a number of them. Ireland is in the Eurozone. England isn't. Denmark isn't. But Spain is. And so Spain has already gotten into serious trouble with their balance of payments deficit. And that's not something that you can blame on the socialist government, because they just came into power about a year and a half ago. And I'm no lover of them, but it was the previous conservative neocons who caused these problems in Spain. You know, like in America, unbridled, let's give everybody a loan, particularly foreigners, particularly the British who were coming in to buy properties, and they've been doing that for the last 25 years. Spain is a very attractive country, and it's a bit warmer than France and Portugal, and so it attracted a lot of interest, particularly for condominiums. But anyway, yes, they have problems, and I think that the Germans are sick and tired of holding up the balance of payment surplus in Europe while everybody loses money except Holland and Ireland, and as far as the trade deficit is concerned. And the Italians say that the euro is killing them, and it probably is. They've had a succession of outrageously bad governments. First it was the Christian Democratic Party. I don't know if I got that name right, but we'll call it that. That was followed by the communists. And then we had this last multimillionaire neocon in there. He made a mess out of things. And now they have a high-ranking illuminist running the country. And so, you know, the public doesn't stand a chance. And that's why in Italy nobody gives a darn. And that's their attitude. But how much paper is out there, we don't know. Because nobody will admit they've got any. And that's why banks won't lend to each other. And so that situation, I don't know how they're going to solve it.
No, Bob, are you saying here that they're not going to throw good money after bad? The interbank trading is not going to continue because they don't know the liabilities of these other banks? Their debt
is
being hidden?
That's exactly right.
So they're scared of each other.
The confidence and trust among a group of thieves is gone. And they are a group of thieves, believe me.
Well, I'll tell you what, when the vipers won't slither together, there's a real problem.
It's split asunder. And, you know, I have to slide over sideways here and talk about the gold market today. And yesterday, I wrote a nice little piece, which is going out tomorrow morning after the close yesterday. I write a piece, and then sometimes I write another one. And the lease rates on gold and silver went down to $1 billion worth of gold or silver you can borrow for $100,000, which is outrageously low as far as a fee. And of course, the central banks that have this gold and silver, they lend it to J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, etc. And they throw it on the market to depress prices.
Okay, now hold that depressed price right there, and we'll pick up exactly where you left off. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. As I've always said, no question is too large or no question too small. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
They have no loyalty to America or to the American people. Transnational corporations have no allegiance to any country or community. Corporate globalism, under the guise of the World Trade Organization, subordinates consumer, environmental, and worker conditions to the supremacy of international commerce, thus avoiding and undermining local, state, and national sovereignty.
All right, we are back. Bob, please pick up exactly where you left off, sir.
A crisis of confidence and trust. And I was just looking at the figures that came in from ZW, which is in Mannheim in Germany. And each month they do a European economic forecast based upon investor and analyst expectations. Those expectations dropped from a minus 6.9 in August to a minus 18.1, which is the lowest since this last December, almost a year ago. And so what's happened is everybody in Europe is pulling in their horns. And most people in Europe historically have bought bonds, haven't been big stock players like they have been in the United States and Canada or Australia and London. And so the confidence is gone. Switching back over to the United States and gold, international forecast here, you knew that the commercial dealers on the COMEX, who essentially take instructions from the U.S. government, they increased their short positions. And that meant that they were suppressing the market because it was selling gold that they didn't own, which they must buy back later. And normally when they go to have one of these attacks on gold, we'll call it, they'll usually come in with a new group of about 80 to 85,000 new short positions. They've got 60 as of the last calling, but that only goes back to a week ago today. We won't get those today, that last week's figures from last Tuesday to this Tuesday until this Friday. And it's my suspicion they're already up in the 80s. Now, yesterday I saw...
Okay, I think he dropped. Is he still there? Okay, he dropped. Well, I was going to tell him to reconnect anyhow. Okay, he'll be back with us. Sorry about that, callers. 800-313-9443. We're talking, by the way, before the broadcast today, Bob volunteered what this is going to do to the gold market out there. He said, you're going to be staring $2,000 an ounce here in the very near future. And I'll have him explain as to exactly why that's going to happen. Is he calling back in? Okay, great. All right, as soon as he comes back in, we'll put him back on. According to CNN senior writer Chris Isidore, why the credit crunch may deepen. Talking about today's action, we're talking about the Fed lowering the rate 50 basis points. Today's action is intended to help forestall some of the adverse effects on the broader economy that might not otherwise arise from the disruption in the financial markets and to promote moderate growth over time. While rate cuts may help get those markets functioning more fluidly once again, there is a debate among economists on how great a risk the credit crunch poses to the overall economy. It's pretty hard to draw strong lines between the credit crunch on Wall Street and the economy except in real estate, according to David Kelly, economic advisor for Putnam Investments. If there are some deals delayed, it's not a problem of real economic activity. In fact, usually mergers and acquisitions cost jobs. They don't create jobs except with Wall Street firms outside New York. There shouldn't be much impact. Well, yes, there will be. Do we have Bob back? We got Bob back. Hello, Bob. Okay, I think you got a half a syllable out, and that was it. Is he still there? I don't know if he's still there or not. Bob? Can you hear me now? Okay, he cut out. Do me a favor, get Robbie Noel on online. I don't know if we're going to hear back from Bob here or not. And I have a funny feeling there's something weird in the internet's been going on. Yesterday, we installed three modems in this place to alleviate the drops. And we've got fiber optics in here right now. It's not fired up, and we're going to open up the bandwidth hydrant. Okay, very, very soon, 10 by 10. We're going to have unlimited bandwidth, and we're going to go directly point to point, and there should be absolutely never a drop again. The only way that we'll ever get a drop to you internet listeners out there is if there is some dysfunction either with your computer or the service that you have for internet and logging on. So here at the network, let me put it to you this way. It'd be like taking a drink out of a fire hydrant that's been turned full on. There's going to be a lot of bandwidth pressure that we're going to be shoving out of this place. So hopefully we will not have any problems. Do you have Bob back? No? Okay. All right. Do you have Robbie yet? He's coming. Okay. Recession, what the cut won't do. Problem in housing, the financial markets, and the first job decline in 4 years. First job decline in 4 years? How exactly are they determining job decline in 4 years? Are we taking into consideration all the skilled trades out there that lost their job in the housing market because it was replaced with cheap labor by our friends south of the border? But they're saying it's the first job decline in 4 years. All played a role in the Federal Reserve making an aggressive rate cut Tuesday, but it has also raised talk about a recession. Now, again, let me remind you of something, folks. They're lying through their teeth. They're putting a happy face on because the banking system here in this country is based on faith and credit. Okay? Faith in their credit machine, faith in their funny money system. When you knock that illusion out, that's when people start to get a little skittish. The Fed, citing growing risk to continued economic growth, cut the benchmark of Fed funds rate by 0.5%. A bigger cut than many economists had forecast. It was the biggest cut since a half-point cut in November of 2002. Now, keep in mind that this was done under Alan Greenspan's watch. And they're lying about inflation because inflation, the true benchmark, and Bob Chapman is one of the few people that you could take this guy to the bank, okay? What they have been underreporting is the inflation rate in this country before this rate cut was already in double digits, but that's not what is being reported to the American people, because they don't want you to stop playing on the stock market. They don't want you taking your funds out of the bank. And what they are afraid of most, and this is the great fear, what they are afraid of most is a run on the banks, just as you saw in England. Okay? There is absolutely no doubt about this. People got a little skittish. They start taking their money out. This started to ripple all across Europe. And it is yet to happen here in the United States. That's because they're still putting the happy face. Look, if you want to know about the economy, you can read English publications coming out of England. You can read publications coming out of Europe. They have been targeting exactly what's going on here in the United States, and for the longest time, they were blaming some possible woes on the irrational exuberance going on here in this country. But if you take a look at this, if what they are most afraid of comes to pass, there will be a domino effect in the banking system in this country. And I am amazed, I am simply amazed that Alan Greenspan made comments about savings and loans and not about the central banks. That's what's really astounding to me. I would say the savings and loans in this country are in much better shape financially than the banks themselves, because most of these savings and loans are based locally. Okay? They're not attached to other entities. Okay. I have Robbie Noel online. Robbie.
Mr. Stadmiller.
We lost Bob.
Well, that's unfortunate.
No, he's still there. His communications has dropped. You know, Robbie, you're probably going to have a barn burner of a program. Your program airs 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time on this network called The Flip Side. But I am looking at this, and I am watching the boys just cheering to no end. I can't wait for the opening bell tomorrow morning when they're banging the gavel on Wall Street. But these guys are going nitty-fitty crazy up there.
Oh, sure. The Fed had a decision to make. Save the real estate market or save the dollar. It elected to throw the dollar under the bus, if you will, and give Wall Street what it wanted was another month of, another month of status quo. I mean, the excessive exuberance we saw today with the announcement, which was a bigger cut, they didn't expect them to cut 0.5 point on both ends, but they did. And we saw the Dow rally almost 300 points. People could refer to this as a relief rally, because while they were cheering on Wall Street, the U.S. dollar right now is basis points away from retesting another low, which is 79 on the U.S. dollar index. I think we closed at 79.09. I don't have the exact figure in front of me. But yeah, pretty much the only thing that was in the red today was the U.S. dollar. Everything else was in the plus signs. Gold closed prior to the announcement, and gold closed in New York up 30 cents at 716.50. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up $8.40 at 724. And silver's up 17 cents, breaking through upper resistance on $13, now sitting at 1304. And let me just correct the U.S. dollar index. U.S. dollar index is sitting at 79.06.
Why was that a benchmark? Why was that the floor, if you will, 80? Why was the 80 so important?
Well, all these floors, you've got to understand, as we try to explain to people, there are two types of investors, traders, if you will. You got people who base decisions on fundamentals, where they take into consideration geopolitical events and various other things. For instance, that's the argument they're using for crude oil being at $82, is because of obviously the tension with Iran. Today we had a couple of oil pipelines in Iraq getting blown up, oil spilling into the sea, and closer to home, we have the, I don't know what you call them, Zapatistas? Is that what you call them in Mexico, blowing up Mexican oil pipelines? So crude oil has a certain amount of fear factor built into it. But when you're looking at dollar index and gold prices and everything else, as we always say, the other side of the trade is technical guys, where they don't look at geopolitical events. When they look at, for instance, when they're looking at the oil market, they're not looking at what's going on in Iraq or what's going on in Mexico. They're just simply looking at a chart to get confirmation on their technical analysis, when's the time to enter a market and when's the time to exit a market. It's the same thing with the dollar index. Obviously, at 80, there was, according to the charts, there was support at 80, and the next support level was 10 basis points lower at 79. And that's where, and as we blow through all these support levels, it doesn't take too long. For instance, if you've got two support levels and the market blows right through it, well, traders are a little nervous, because if it's already blown through two support levels, there's a good possibility it's going to blow through the third one. And so that's basically the yardsticks that they look at. Now, I have no idea where their support structures lie, because these things are called black boxes. In other words, this is the problem that we found ourselves in with the mortgage business. And that these collateralized debt obligations, which is just a fancy name for a derivative, their values are computed by MIT mathematicians. The reason that market went south is nobody could establish a value, because nobody knew what a derivative was worth. And so subsequently, you had that market fall out of bed, because it wasn't supported in any way, shape, or form. So, yeah, I mean, you got to understand the large majority of people on Wall Street all use technical analysis, computer programs, which, as I said, you know, these are programs that are thought up by whiz kids at Harvard and Yale who find themselves on Wall Street, and they develop these computer models. And for many years they worked, because obviously the market was headed in one direction. I mean, everything was coming up roses, real estate market, the Dow. And so you're in a climbing market, all your computer models work. But then there's the black swan theory. And the black swan theory is you know, all of a sudden you're going to be hit with a curveball. Everything you thought that couldn't happen will happen. It's kind of like Murphy's Law. And so obviously what caused this whole implosion was just simply a black swan appeared that was never part of their calculations in any way, shape, or form. And by the time they woke up to reality, it was too late. And then we've had, obviously, as we've seen, a steady deterioration of confidence. And it's not only here in the United States. I mean, we just witnessed the bank run in England. And I find that the British people are very prim and proper as they stand in line waiting for their money. If that happened in America, there would be guys marching down there with AK-47s.
You're right. They are a lot politer. And
yeah,
the lines were probably lower around tea time because we know how the British like to sit around and drink their tea. All right. I think we have Bob Chapman back. We'll rejoin everybody after this break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back. I've got Bob Chapman back online. Looks like his DSL is working a little bit better. Robbie is still there. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Well, hello there.
There he is.
It's very frustrating when this thing goes out like this.
Oh, I'm telling you. What do you got, cloud cover, or you got bird doo-doo on your feet?
No,
horn,
what
or?
They're doing is they're upgrading the system.
Ah.
And, of course, they pick the middle of the day to do it. You would think they'd do it after perhaps 9 o'clock at night, but that would never occur to them.
You asked the question about the dollar index, and Robbie has those figures. You want to repeat that for Bob?
Yeah, dollar index closed at 79.06.
79.06, and how much was it down?
48.
Yeah. Former low was 79.19 26 years ago.
So it blew right through that one.
Yeah, they've sacrificed the dollar. Long term, what that means is, and I tried to explain this before, but before getting cut off, is that the central banks are not going to continue to buy U.S. denominated paper, particularly treasuries and Fannie and Freddie, which are agencies. And the Fed's going to have to fund that, and they make the money out of thin air. And that means that we're going to have absolutely tremendous inflation beyond what we've already got, which is over 11%. And the creation of money and credit in the United States right now is 14.1%, which is the old M3. And that's 48% plus a year. And so if you haven't got gold and silver coins, you better get them, because this thing is going to fly.
Now, why, Bob, you told me prior to the broadcast today as to exactly why that's going to happen. Please, if you would, explain that to the listeners, because you mentioned the figure of 2,000 an ounce. How's it going to get there and why?
Well, for the reasons, among others, that I just mentioned, we don't know exactly, because the CPI figures have been tampered with since 1980, really in a big way since 1985, and in a giant way in the last 8 years, particularly the last 6 years under this administration, which really doesn't care who knows. And so we can't put an actual figure on gold making up how much inflation has risen since 1980, when we had $850 gold, because all the figures are bogus. So we've got estimates. Harry Schultz says 1600. Jim Sinclair says 1650. Goldseek says 2100 to 2200. And there's one other estimate for 2500. So let's middle it and say 2200.
Robbie, what'd you say?
I think that's Jimmy Rogers.
Well, what did he put it at?
Oh, he was way over $2,000. But yeah. he's been bullish on commodities since 2000.
But Bob,
right, he's got a commodity fund.
But well, what I'm getting at here as to why, what is going to, because of the current market conditions, because of the Fed cut rate here of 50 basis points, how is that going to put pressure on the gold and silver market, and why is that gold going to be going through the roof?
Well, because it's going to create even more inflation we have already.
Aha, that's what I was looking for. And you put the inflation figures right now at between 11 and 12%. With this Fed rate cut, that's going to add to inflation. If they're lying about it being between, it's already in double digits, if they're lying about that now, we've got a real problem. And quickly, Bob, before we go to break here, when do you expect that chicken to sit on that nest?
Well, I without what they did today, I was projecting 15% inflation by the end of next year. But what they did today, all bets are off, could be 20-25%. But let's be conservative and say it's 20%.
All right, hold that thought. We'll pick up at exactly 20% with Bob Chapman, Robbie Noel, John Statmiller's second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Be back in a minute and a half. It's